Summer rains have brought some much-needed relief from the heat to those of us here in the valley, but in the high country, the monsoon storms have caused some massive flooding. Videos on social media have shown flows of forest debris running like rivers and even a car floating down a neighborhood street.
Oh my God, you guys! Oh my God! Please come inside!
And that there is the viral video of neighbors watching as a Prius is washed down the road. Much of the flooding is coming in areas that burned in massive wildfires in the last few years, and it's putting the city at the center of the climate change debate. I spoke with Adrian Scabland with the Arizona Daily Sun in Flagstaff more about it.
Last week, flooding occurred on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday gave us a break, and then again on Friday. And flooding has kind of impacted two main areas of the city of Flagstaff, both very populated, both significant neighborhoods, but they've been two different kinds of flooding. The main one that's been impacting Flagstaff, and this is the one that city officials and residents have been really preparing for the last 2 years, almost 3 years, flooding through the Sunnyside neighborhood and some of the areas just north of there. That has been coming off of the museum fire burn scar. That fire burned in 2019, and it burned about 2,000 acres directly above on some of the steep hills and, you know, bits of mountain above Flagstaff. So that flooding there has just overwhelmed drainage systems, really overwhelmed the stormwater systems in that area, spilled into the streets, at times spilled into people's homes. And road closures because of that and constant cleanup have just been kind of the experience for the last week for a lot of residents and a lot of city and county crews.
Okay, so there's a lot of science behind this, but give us a brief rundown. You know, why does rain in a burn scar make things so much worse?
Yeah, so when this fire occurred, and you see this a lot with fires, and it was kind of doubly tough for the museum fire because it was burning on such steep slopes so close to town. But what that does, first of all, it obviously consumes a lot of the forest kind of litter and plant life that is in that area. That plant life takes a lot of the power of rain and a lot of the energy of rain when it falls. And so there's just a lot less protection between the moisture when that comes down and the soil after one of these fires has burned. On top of that, fire has this habit of when it burns extremely, intensely, it has this habit of turning the soil and parts of the ground into kind of a glassy substance. And so as opposed to rain coming down and soaking into the ground, it can create a lot more runoff. And when you already have lost a lot of the vegetation, a lot of, you know, those plant systems that would hold that soil in place and kind of keep it there, you're just, you know, that's just kind of not a great situation. And it really spells, or it creates the conditions, I should say, for mudslides and kind of this kind of flooding.
Yeah. So let's talk about this video of a flash flood in Flagstaff last week that went viral and sort of pushed Flagstaff into the national, the international spotlight and debate over climate action, right? What's the link here? Can you attribute this kind of flooding to climate change? What are you hearing from experts?
Yeah, so, you know, it's tough. Experts say that it's really, really difficult to, you know, point at any single event and say that that is purely because of climate change. But what we can and what experts can say is that, you know, the trends, the overall trends of these kind of intense, very large storm events, those trends show that these are increasing. Mm-hmm. And you know, that video is a kind of a perfect example of that, because that was actually separate flooding, kind of a completely separate flooding event from the flooding off of this burn scar. And, you know, and the relation there is, of course, that fires are expected to become larger and more common when it comes to climate change. But just, right, you know, just a couple of miles to the east during the same flooding, you have a completely separate flooding event that county officials have said reached the size of a 100-year flood event. And just in 2018, a flood event happened in essentially the same exact area over where that the video of the Prius was taken. And county officials at that time in 2018 were saying this was a freak 100-year flood event. And so that's the kind of thing that climate change scientists are pointing to, where you have essentially two large flood events that should statistically be happening once every 100 years. And they're happening, well, in this case, within, you know, just a couple of years of each other.
Yeah. So final question for you real quickly. Climate change or not, residents there, right, have to deal with the consequences of this kind of stuff right now. Governor Ducey last week issued an emergency declaration as a result of the flooding. What's needed? What kinds of resources are available?
Yeah. So I think the main thing, and I think this has been a challenge for both residents and county and city crews, hence the emergency declarations, is just kind of keeping up with it. It's one of these weird things where, you know, it's not like it happens once and then you can recover. It's, you know, it happens once and then you're out. You've got residents and construction crews and stuff out there emptying drainages so that they can prepare them for the next flood, rebuilding sandbag walls, seeing areas of sandbag walls that failed or just weren't good enough, and kind of adding to those. You know, I think a lot of that, you know, that's easy to, it's easy to maybe do that once or twice. We're now on our second week of it, and it's pushing residents, and I'm sure it's got a lot of crews just getting kind of tired at this point.
Yeah. All right. Adrian Scabland, government and environmental reporter with the Arizona Daily Sun, joining us to talk more about the flooding events in Flagstaff. Adrian, thank you so much for coming on and for your reporting on this.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.